On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dan Campbell. Kang, what was it you saw online? You quoted me this morning. Somebody posted on the on social media.
You're going to have to go more detail.
I was going to, because you were the one that found it.
I found a lot of things online this morning.
It was a moral win.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, a moral, how did they put it?
We don't count moral victories, but this was a moral loss.
Yeah. They won the game, like, but it felt like a moral loss. That's what it was. It's a great way that when you're dealing with the, you know what, I think what the people that call them are really upset. After a football game, there's this big pie, right? A pie of importance. And I think the biggest slice of that pie is, did you win? If you won, that's how much of the pie is that? 60%, 75%, 90%. I think in some people's view, that's 10%. And could you run the ball? Did you stop the run? Did you, like, because having a third-string quarterback throw for as many yards as Jameis Winston did is, overshadowing, in a lot of people's view, the fact that they did find a way to win the game. They can't play that way and beat better teams. They can't. You can make a case they played much better against Philly in a loss than they did in this game. But at the end of the day, they won the game, and that's what's, I think, most important. And I'm going to be really intrigued, because this is not even a footnote if they come out and play great on Thursday. Thursday's a huge game. It's a huge, huge game. And I still think they've got a much better version of themselves. I'm not going to be like stunned if they play well and beat Green Bay.
I'm not going to be stunned if they beat Green Bay either. But I mean, this is it, man. This is the last six games of the schedule, and it is not an easy run for the Lions against the Packers. And then they take on the Cowboys, who are red hot, and Cowboys really are completely galvanized as a team now because of the death of Breland. Then they play at the Rams. Now, given it at Los Angeles is not necessarily a road game other than the trip itself, but there's going to be plenty of Lions fans there. But the Rams are playing the best football in the NFC right now. And then they finish up against the Steelers, Vikings, and Bears, and the Bears just keep winning football games and stay on top of the division with 8 wins right now. There's some tough games to go. They've got to win every opportunity they can. So when yesterday comes and goes, all you care about at the end is who won. Oh, Lions won? Great. Let's move on and get to Thursday. And at the end of the day on Thursday, when you're getting ready to chow down the turkey, let's hope that the Lions win. Okay, that's all that matters.
248-539-9797, Josh in Huntington Woods. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Champ of the week, Salah Swords. That performance against UConn was epic.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. And Chump, Ohio State and the Big Ten, hear me out. Do you think the Big Ten would be proposing a sale if Ohio State didn't need or want it and Michigan didn't want it? I mean, they need one of the two. Ohio State needs this deal. They lost $40 million last year, and they're losing more this year. And so were Michigan supposed to bail out their rival? They are chumps.
Well, first of all,
most athletic departments losing money.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to. I don't think this deal is going to go through. It probably won't be something you have to worry about. There's a lot of people on the outside looking at the Big Ten and asking, "What are you doing?" I had a source tell me that it hasn't even been made totally clear to the Big Ten what exactly this private equity firm is buying. Like, they might be buying, they might be putting advertising patches on the jerseys and stadium naming rights and all that stuff. So that's got to get cleared up. Silas Swords looked like Caitlin Clark against UConn.
Basketball player?
Yeah, she's a women's basketball player from Michigan, and she looked like Caitlin Clark. It was crazy. 248-539-9797. Thank you for phone call. Clay is next on 97.1. Hi, Clay.
Hello.
Hey.
So real quick, my champ, Jahmyr Gibbs, just a baller, run all over that field. Yep. Those explosive plays. The chump, all the Lions fans that were booing the team yesterday, I don't know if you heard it on the TV or not, but there was multiple occasions where the crowd was booing. So just wanted to put that out there.
Why don't you like them booing? I'm curious.
I mean, this is an SOL. I mean, we've had great seasons, and we had a great team, and they're talented. And, hey, we might not have performed to the best of our ability, but I don't think we should be booing them based on that performance. Like, we got a long way to go to get there. And if we're going to hit one bump in the road and that's how you're going to act, are you a true fan?
Well, they're true fans. I think they could be upset and voice their opinion. I mean, there were several groan-worthy moments at the very least. And when you see drop passes, you're not going to be happy about it. When you're in the red zone and you have a drop pass that turns into an interception which takes away points, you're going to be upset about it. When you see a backup quarterback, you know, be the recipient of a trick play and you know, look like Saquon Barkley once he's got the ball in his hands against an NFL linebacker, you're going to be upset. When you see another trick play work to perfection, you're going to be upset. There were legitimate reasons for the crowd to react, I think, the way that they did. In the end, that place was as loud as it can be at the moments where it needed to be. When you get to overtime and they hand the ball off to Gibbs and he goes for the touchdown, did it sound like any of the fans were upset? When Aiden Hutchinson made the sack to seal the game at the end of it and the crowd went nuts, nobody was going, "Oh, this team sucks, boo." Wow. No, the emotions changed during the course of the game.
Considering the way we travel around the NFL and this team gets supported, I don't think it's a huge deal. And they weren't playing well. People expressed their displeasure. But Chris is in Davidson and next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great.
All right. So yesterday, from what I was looking at, Jahmyr Gibbs was the equivalent of Bo Jackson and Tecmo Super Bowl. Like, I mean, he was outrunning everyone. He was shrugging everyone to the ground. He would get into a pile of defenders and just come out the other end. And like, that's literally what he reminded me of. He was the equivalent of unstoppable.
It's hard to believe that we've got that guy. Because I feel like we've, the bulk of my life in the NFL, I mean, I guess we did have Barry Sanders and we had Calvin Johnson, but we got that guy that's contributing to wins and we're winning at a high level where people are disappointed after wins. He won that game yesterday for them. Jahmyr Gibbs, I mean, I dug for Jack Fox and Jack Fox was really, really good. I don't know that anybody else would say that they were the best version of what they can be. Gibbs was. No question.
That game reminded me of a Barry Sanders game.
Yeah, kind of. That's a good call.
Where he had two really long touchdown runs, had over 200 yards rushing, and that's what Gibbs was. And you know, Gibbs and Barry are two completely different running backs. You know, Barry was the ultimate make you miss guy. Had good speed, but didn't have great speed like Gibbs does. Gibbs is when he gets out there. You're right, Bo Jackson. That comes to mind. Go.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On.
Yeah, and do you guys think by chance, I don't know if anyone's brought it up yet, do you think maybe they were kind of overlooking this game a little bit and just getting more ready for
possible.
Green Bay?
I don't think they were getting more ready for Green Bay, but I do think it's possible that the ramp up to the Eagles game was so big. The ramp up to the Giants game wasn't. Now the ramp up to the Green Bay game is going to be huge. They lost the Eagles game. They lost the Eagles game, and I'm more mad about that still than I am about the win yesterday. The win yesterday, hey, they found a way to win on a day where they didn't have their best. I mean, this Giants team beat the Eagles earlier this year. This Giants team had, I mean, this is the peer group, right? They beat the Eagles. They did the exact same thing where they blew a late lead against Chicago. Green Bay had to battle and claw, and as a caller said earlier, the Giants had the ball driving with a chance to tie them or win it late. Like there's, you know, that's the peer group. A lot of teams in the Lions peer group have struggled with this Giants team. I'll say it again. It's not disqualifying that they had to work hard and find a way to win this game. Bob in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Bob. Bob, are you there? Bobby?
Bob?
No good. John in Roseville, you're next. Hello, John.
John,
go ahead.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys.
No, I just wanted to point out, I'm hearing things like Gibbs single-handedly won the game and Hutch's sack at the end. I don't think Bates is getting enough credit for keeping the game alive.
Well, that's true.
The 59-yard field goal.
That was I mean, Campbell's rally video in the locker room, I was waiting for a big old ceremony for him, and they didn't even mention his name when he was giving game balls away.
It was a big kick. Huge kick.
He mentioned him in the post-game press conference.
The only reason we won that game.
Well, I don't think he's the only reason.
I mean, it was the ultimate reason they were able to go to overtime. But, I mean, yeah. You know, I think, you know what, people might take Jake Bates a little bit for granted because they saw the big leg he had in the UFL or USFL, whatever it was, and they're just expecting him to knock down long field goals, and it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
And he poured in from 59 just inside that upright. Would have been good from a couple more yards, and that's good enough for
it
all.
It wasn't pretty, but it went through.
No, but it went through.
It was a crazy trajectory on that kick. Yeah, Jake Bates with the
My champ is Bates, yep. And my chump is the coach of the Giants. Threw the game away.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.